Cancer cells take up a lot of glucose, even when oxygen is abundantly available. After a period of starvation, glucose uptake is even much higher when glucose arrives again at the cell. In this poster, it is investigated how this phenomenon may be useful to the tumor cells while they proliferate in the tissue. To this end, a computational model was developed. See the model scheme, which contains glycolytic and mitochondrial ATP production. Note that in the middle of the glycolytic chain, phosphorylated products are formed, with fructose bisphosphate as the most prominent metabolite. The model was calibrated with very elegant data from the classic biochemical literature. In the figure, with the kinetic data in the middle row, the data are given by dots and the model fit by the line. You may note that glucose uptake, given by the slope of the line, is very high when glucose is given back to the tumor cells. After about a minute, the uptake is again much lower, although still high. Note also in the upper panel that a lot of fructose bisphosphate is stored in the cell immediately after glucose returns to the cell. In the upper right set of panels, you see how this storage mechanism for fructose bisphosphate may be useful for the cell. Tumor cells are often in a tissue environment where oxygen and glucose supply are limited by low blood flow, and the blood flow may even fluctuate. During the low phase of blood flow, oxygen concentration very soon becomes zero and mitochondrial ATP synthesis stops, seen from the blue line. Glucose concentration also approaches zero and immediate ATP synthesis by glycolysis falls, as given by the black line. However, at that moment, ATP can be synthesized from fructose bisphosphate stored in the cell during the high blood flow phase, see the red line. As a result, ATP concentration is buffered. Now let us compare cell types. See the lower sets of panels on the right. Blood flow fluctuates again. In the second row, we see the predicted ATP levels for tumor cells with a high glycolytic capacity. The buffering mechanism keeps the ATP level constant and high. In the bottom row, the reaction of normal host cells with a typically low glycolytic capacity are given. The buffer mechanism cannot cope with the periods of low blood flow and ATP levels fall periodically. The T lymphocytes appear to be somewhat in between the tumor cells and normal host cells, judged from their glycolytic capacity. In conclusion, the model simulations suggest that tumor cells are well equipped to deal with a tissue environment with a poor oxygen and glucose supply and can outcompete normal host cells. T lymphocytes are also compromised but are somewhat better equipped than normal host cells. Thank you for visiting this poster.